state Republicans bypassed an order from Democratic Governor Tony Evers to hold a special session to vote on two bills that would change how the state handles background checks and other gun issues in Wisconsin. Republicans yesterday gaveled in and gaveled out of the proceedings in the span of a few seconds. Top state GOP leaders have argued they don't want to infringe on the constitutional rights of residents. Governor Evers and fellow Democrats were critical of the move. Patrick Marley is state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
Patrick, what did Governor Evers want the legislature to vote on? What two bills in this special session?
The two bills are, one would have universal background checks, so virtually all firearm purchases would have to go through a background check. There'd be an exemption for family members transferring guns from one to the other, but things like gun shows or sales that are arranged online that don't have to go through background checks under federal law would have to go under a check under his legislation. And then the other one would establish what's popularly known as red flag law, essentially allow a family member or police to go to a judge to say that they believe someone is dangerous, and then that person could have their gun temporarily taken away while the judge and the courts determined whether it could be kept from them for a longer period.
And talk about the use of the special session in Wisconsin. What can governors do with special sessions?
So governors have the power to bring legislators in on any issue that they designate, and the lawmakers have no choice but to come in. But that's where their authority ends. Once they have come to Madison and gathered, they don't have to actually do anything. And we saw that yesterday. The Republicans, who had said for quite some time this is what they would do, just bang their gavel, ordered the beginning of the special session, and then immediately banged it again to end it.
Yeah, take us through the timeline. People, reporters like you, were watching all day to see when these sessions would start. Break down. It'll take about as long to break down as it did in real time.
Right. So the governor had called the special session to start at 2 p.m. They don't have to come in at that exact time, but they do have to come in on that day, and they can't come in before 2 p.m. So we knew that sometime between 2 p.m. and midnight they would do this. The Senate wasn't in session, in its regular session, on Thursday, and so they were able to, they didn't have to have all their members there. In fact, all they needed to have was one to do this. That was the majority leader, Scott Fitzgerald. And so we were told that we would be given some kind of heads up before they came in, but not a lot of heads up. And he arrived in the Capitol about 8 p.m. as advertised, walked up to the front of the chamber, read from a script, banged his gavel, said a few words, ended the session, banged his gavel again, and then came over and talked to reporters. He was the only senator who was in the room. Earlier, Democrats sort of tried to highlight the lack of action on this bill by holding a prayer session. Many of the Democratic senators were there at 2 p.m., talked up the issue. Obviously, they couldn't actually hold a session because they didn't have a quorum. And highlighted the issue. Over in the Assembly, they were in for their usual session, and so they were meeting on other bills throughout the day, and then in the evening, just as they were concluding their regular session, they banged the gavel, and within about 10 seconds, banged it back out again.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a very short special session on two pieces of gun legislation in Wisconsin's state legislature. Patrick, what did Republicans have to say about why they didn't bring up any debates or votes on these two pieces of legislation?
They say they're united against these things, that they thought the governor should have offered some other plan, that he knew all along that they weren't supportive of these. For the red flag law, Republicans say they don't think there's enough due process protections in place. Some other states do have these laws, but they say this is based on what someone thinks you might do. Robin Voss, the speaker, gives the example of saying this would be like having someone seize your car because they think you might drive drunk in the future, and that it's not enough to take someone's gun away because you think they possibly could do something. On the universal background checks, the explanation that Scott Fitzgerald, the majority leader, has given is that he says gun owners fear that this would lead to a registry where the government would track who owns which guns. That's not in this legislation. This legislation would just essentially expand the existing background checks that are made on most gun purchases, like when you buy them at a gun store, to private sales. So when two individuals sell a gun, or when a sale is arranged online and they meet in person and sell a gun, you'd have the same checks done there. It doesn't create a registry, but Fitzgerald says he fears that it would put us on a path to eventually getting one.
And what did Democrats have to say in reaction to the Republicans' in-and-out approach to the special session?
Well, there has been a lot of polling on this nationally and in Wisconsin, and both ideas are very popular. The Marquette poll has shown that 80% of people support universal background checks, and a similar number support red flag laws. So that is really what the Democrats highlight, that this is what the people want. You should be doing their business. They note that even gun owners, even if you poll just gun owners, a majority of them support universal background checks and a red flag law. So they say they're ignoring the will of the people is the heart of their argument.
Is anything else going on in the legislature related to gun violence or gun-related suicide?
Well, the Assembly did spend much of its day yesterday trying to address suicide. They had a task force that Robin Voss had put together on suicide prevention. And so they passed a number of bills yesterday that would put more money toward suicide prevention services, and some of them are sort of related in that they would provide financial education to farmers about their finances so that they can get through tough times more easily, saying that cash flow problems, money problems are a big cause of suicide in rural areas because of the farm crisis.
And Patrick, given the current governor and the current makeup of the legislature, is there any thought that these two pieces of legislation, expanding background checks and red flag laws, are going to come up anytime soon again?
Well, certainly Democrats are going to be talking about it through Election Day. There's no doubt about that. The governor has raised the prospect of calling more special sessions on this. I think that there's, you know, really no sign that things would go any differently were he to do that again. But, you know, the governor got a lot of attention on an issue that he feels is important yesterday. So I think it's something we'll hear a lot about for the next year or more, but not necessarily something that you'll see a lot done on.
What are you watching for next, Patrick? Nothing going to happen on this between now and the next elections?
Apart from talking about it. Right. The Assembly is in on Tuesday, and the Senate is done for the rest of the year. So no one's going to be back after Tuesday. They won't be back until January. You know, I think that this week in the legislature highlights how far apart the governor and the Republicans who control the legislature are, and that we're really at a place of gridlock that you know, it doesn't look like anything much of major significance is going to get done. They were able to get a state budget written this summer, and it looks like that will be the sort of the beginning and the end of big legislation that happens in this session.
Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked to us about a special session, a brief session on gun control in the state capitol yesterday.